like to call this meeting to order. Meeting of Thursday, October the 29th, 2015. If you'll all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Vallejo?
Here.
Councilmember Seves?
Here.
Councilmember Bennett?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tempore Farr?
Here.
Mayor Perotti?
Here. Okay, at this time, we will have public forum. Anybody that wishes to speak to anything that is not on our agenda today, and we do have a speaker slip, Dr. Cox.
Madam Mayor, Council members, on March the 2nd, 2015, I had written Ms. Carman for comments on questions I had about the hideaway. I followed it up on July 29th, sending this time a copy to the city manager. Both messages were ignored. The questions were about creek buffer setback, hydrogen sulfide sensors that are supposed to be installed, and also if there were any new plans to increase the operations of the Elwood picking facility. Why is it that staff is ignoring specific requests of information on ongoing development? I would still like an answer to my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll look into that. Thank you. Okay. Amendments or adjustments to our agenda today?
There are no amendments or adjustments.
Okay. Thank you.
Item A1, continued local emergency due to the Refugio oil spill.
Anybody like to pull?
Move approval.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it.
Item B1, Refugio oil spill natural resource damage assessment participation.
Thank you. Ms. Wells?
Good afternoon, Mayor and City Council, or good morning, actually. as you know, May 19th, 2015, there was a rupture on oil pipeline line 901 up the coast on Gaviota, and oil leaked into the environment and the Pacific Ocean. And emergency response immediately was initiated under the direction of Unified Command because the spill was onshore and it was offshore. And the Unified Command was led by the Coast Guard and by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, onshore and Coast Guard offshore. The Unified Command led in consultation with other agencies, both the California State Department of Fish and Wildlife and Santa Barbara County Office of Emergency Management and the responsible party, Plains All American Pipeline. And within 2 days, the city authorized emergency response operations, which are allowed under our zoning regulations. And this allowed for emergency response activities and environmental monitoring, of course, just within the city's jurisdiction, which is onshore and then towards the mean high tide line. And so this, of course, included the sandy beach, the rocky shoreline, coastal bluffs, and then there was access that was necessitated by Unified Command for staging and then for the cleanup work as well. So daily monitoring of the beach continues as part of our emergency permit that we issued. So to this very day, we're still monitoring and assessing our beaches. So all of these emergency response activity are subject to environmental review under the California Environmental Quality Act. And of course, through that process, the impacts will be assessed and any additional mitigation will be required as part of the California Environmental Quality Act process. But assessing the damage from the spill itself to the environment will not occur as part of the environmental review that we'll be undergoing. as that is the responsibility of the state and federal, they're called trustee agencies. And the trustee agencies are usually, in California, they're usually California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and then the Federal Department of Fish and Wildlife, and NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And they work together to assess these impacts. And that process is called the Natural Resource Damage Assessment, or the NRDA. Some people call it NRDA. It's like become a word. And that process assesses and compensates for injuries to wildlife and habitat and lost recreational uses. And then whatever outcome of that process is, there's damages that are compensatory. And those damages that are recovered are spent on restoration projects and also on recreation projects that are intended to compensate the public for the injuries. And staff feel that we would best be able to participate in that NRDA, Natural Resource Damage Assessment process, proactively, rather than when the state and the federal trustee agencies come to our community and do public outreach. So we feel that we have a lot of data that we've collected that we can provide to them up front and actively participate, which is the purpose of our staff report, asking you to authorize us to move forward with that process. We may be requested to sign a confidentiality agreement as part of that. So we're just asking for that latitude to be able to move forward and quickly jump on board with the state and federal government to the maximum degree that we can. Debbie,
thank you.
Any questions?
Any questions, Council? I do. I have a question on the if you could help me understand the need for a confidentiality agreement, what that means exactly.
The action that the trustee agencies are undergoing are part of a civil claim process for the damages. So again, it's not punitive, it's compensatory, but they may ask that we, because we're working behind the scenes on developing, assessing impacts, so we're not quite sure yet how that will play out, but if we do sign a confidentiality agreement, it's because it's a part of a civil claims process.
Okay, so that is that up to us to whether we need to sign that agreement or not? I'm just still a little
with regard. The agencies will be preparing claim, which is a potentially a pre-litigation issue, and so they would be maintaining it in confidence. If the city is to work in full participation and agreement with them, they will want to make sure that that work product is maintained confidential, so that if we do not sign the confidentiality or not able to assure them that we will maintain the information confidential, they will not allow us to participate fully. There may be information that we have that will not be taken into the assessment and the analysis, and therefore there may be a potential recoveries that are not contemplated through the assessment.
Okay, thank you for that. Any other questions? Are we looking for a motion on this or just direction?
I move that we authorize staff to participate in the assessment.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, Ms. Wells. Okay, Mr. Giles, are you going to recess us into a closed
there
session?
There is a need for the council to meet in closed session this morning on two items. One was a conference with legal counsel on anticipated litigation. That's pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D2 with respect to one matter of threatened litigation. Also, public employee performance evaluation pursuant to Section 54957B with regard to the city manager performance evaluation. No reportable action is anticipated.
And do we have any speaker slips?
There are no speaker slips.
Okay, then we will.
Slips.
Okay, then we will.
No speaker.